And we're back.
We're going to push go live on Facebook right now. And you guys are going to get to hear us say hi to the Facebook people.
But you are extra special podcast listeners. So you just get to be first.
Just hear us. And then we're going to get into some questions. We did a little, what is it called? A question box on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we're going to answer a lot of those questions. I've been reading them and most, they're all pretty good. Sometimes when you do the question box, you don't know what you're going to get. But you really get a sense of what people are wondering about.
Life is like an Instagram question box.
So we're just going to go right in and answer as many questions as we can. And hopefully, if they're one of your questions, we get it answered. And I'm sorry if we don't.
Peace. Okay, let's start this.
Press live.
We're titling this Facebook Live video. I should not have said that.
Oh, that's just appropriately.
Because appropriate amount of it's usually how we end. That's usually what we say to each other after we end live videos on Facebook.
Yeah, all my friends.
Crap, that was live. We can't edit that out. I shouldn't have said that.
All my new friends I made here are like, they know I do Instagram and vlogs. And they were like, wait, you have a podcast? And I was like, yes, but you are absolutely not allowed to listen to any of them.
Why?
Because I feel like, I don't know. You know, like when you look back on your life and you're just like, oh my gosh. That's how I feel about our podcast. I'm like, oh, I can't believe I said that.
Or it's like an archive of all these things that wouldn't normally be recorded.
Well, I feel like the original podcast stuff was, it went through some hard seasons for Dallin and Ashley.
It did. You might catch slivers of it, but you might not know just listening to the podcast.
I feel like there were some like pretty downer episodes where I was just depressed.
Probably.
I don't remember. It's hard to remember like what you said versus how you were feeling.
/ what did I edit out?
I know I said stuff that I just feel like it's like walking around naked when people listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll probably feel that about this podcast in a year.
Probably.
I'll be like, oh, shiz.
Shiz.
Okay.
All right. Let's press record on Facebook, shall we? Or go live.
Go live.
Okay. 3, 2. You starting it or me?
I'm starting it.
You start.
Okay.
What's up?
Okay. Hi, everyone. Hi. I know we promised we'd be eating pizza, but we just kept eating and we never pressed record and now the pizza is gone. But quite honestly, I feel...
Well, it's still here. It's just, you know, down here.
Down.
Right in my belly.
There. So this is a Q&A. We posted on Instagram to ask us any questions and we're going to answer them. And just to give you a little like of what's to come... It's kind of fun to see all these questions because we kind of see where you guys are wondering about our life. A lot of you guys are wondering about religion, I would say. Religion would be a big topic, so we can talk about that. It's fun.
I thought we were going to save that for our most commonly Googled questions about us. Wow, lots of people are joining us even though it's 10:40 at night. This is probably going to be watched
with the Australians.
With the Australians and the New Zealanders and the people in the UK. Good morning to you.
Say it how they say it.
Buenos dias, mi amigos. Just kidding. I am better at geography than that.
G'day.
G'day, mate. Is it that? Yeah, probably Australia and New Zealand. It is only like 5 in the morning in the UK. So
we have Pamela from Ohio. We have Louise Hubbard watching.
Man, 1.4 thousand people watching and almost 11 at night here.
Okay, guys.
Okay, let's dive into the question, shall we? I titled this...
It's how it should be.
It is. The man is in charge. Susie says, no herpes or styes. Looking great. Thanks.
Oh, it
30s
wasn't,
really hit us hard.
It wasn't a stye. I looked it up. So I Googled stye that lasts 2 months, and it's called like a chalazion, and it's a clogged oil duct that gets all infected, and it started up here and it slowly moved down here, and it, as it grew in size and terribleness, and then it's like deeper, it's not like an eyelash, and then one day it erupted and it scarred me. So that's the story. It's a chalazion.
Yeah, and this wasn't a boil.
It was,
this was good old-fashioned herpes.
Okay, this was Dallin's doctor's diagnosis. I could test it, but my test is expired, so I'm just going to guess that it's herpes.
Yep. Paid $45 for that doctor visit.
I was like, wait, what?
Worth every penny.
You should have been like, well, you're not, I'm not getting charged for this.
Yeah. Okay, so I named this, I'm getting notifications. We just bought more dog food, apparently. I named this. I should not have said that because it's what Ashley and I usually say to each other after we end live videos where we just talk off the cuff and can't edit it, you know? So this is going to be the, what we call Q&A's live.
Okay.
I can't believe I said that.
Okay.
Or should not have said that.
There's some that are like silly and there's some that are like, eh, these are things we don't like talking about. So we're just going to do them all. I'm just going down the line. This one's a fast one. Do you like pineapple pizza?
I do.
Do you? I hate it.
I do.
And I don't trust people who like it. I think it's disgusting how the fruit juice gets in the cheese. It's terrible.
I used to not like it, but I can't deny it anymore. I am coming out as a pineapple lover on pizza. Who's with me?
It's gross. Okay.
Pineapple lovers unite. Oh, Christina said Facebook is giving you 200 free stars to send.
We'll do it.
Really? Well, please.
What is that equal to?
You guys, if they're free, then you should send us 200 stars because I think every star is a penny or something. Yeah, so that's fun.
Like $2. That's really fun.
Sweet.
We have a Dairy Queen by our house and I have discovered what I'm getting at is these stars can equal Dairy Queen for me. There is a flavor that I was looking at the best flavors you could get at Dairy Queen on Google.
Yeah.
Because I was about to go to Dairy Queen. And they said that you can mix the dipped cone flavoring into your Dairy Queen. So I got a vanilla with the cherry dip mixed in with, what did I put in it? Chocolate chips?
You got chocolate chips and the dip. Holy cow, so many people are sending 200 stars. This is fun. You guys, we're going to get the best microphone stands and so much Dairy Queen, and we'll tell you all about it.
I'll go live later. When we go to Dairy Queen again, I'll go live and show you.
Is Facebook really giving these stars to you for free?
Yeah, remember Farron said that.
Well, thanks, you guys. This is awesome. Holy cow, we're up to 22,000 stars.
Oh my gosh.
Let's get to a million. Just kidding. I don't exactly know. I think Facebook, I'll let you know. But this is really fun. Thanks, everybody, for the support.
We just start crying.
Well, we're retiring. Just kidding. Okay. All right, first question, without further ado.
Okay, whose name will Violet say first, George or James, do you think?
Tammy likes pineapple on her pizza.
I think she'll say George.
Violet? George or James?
I think
George sounds more like easy to say.
We call George mostly. We call James all sorts of names, like, hi, baby, or hi, sweet angel, princess. So even George calls James princess. He's like, Princess, would you like Captain Crunch this morning for breakfast?
Yeah.
And James is like, I bet George. No, SpaghettiOs.
Lori said she can't get the free 200 stars. You guys help Lori out and then send them to us because this is fun.
Mother Nickel says she just realized that our last name isn't Dashley. So, yes, our last name is not Dashley. It's Dallin and Ashley combined.
Is Dashley.
Dallin put the D first because he's the man. But
it sounds better than Ashlands. We could be the Ashlands, but I think Dashley's. First we got this from our friend, Allie.
Let me finish
Allie.
What I was about to snarkily okay. say. Dallin put
She's
the,
being snarky
Dallin
right now.
Dallin put the D first because he's a man, and I have my whole name in the name because I'm the most important.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, it's not our last name.
Look at all the stars we're getting. I think you guys are setting a new record.
We've never got that many stars. Our last name is Seeley. Yep. Okay. How is the cost of living where you're at? I'm in North Texas and it's getting expensive, says Schwartzy's wife. It's really high.
It sucks.
It's going up.
It sucks.
Gas is like $5. Do you let your crust for your pizza sit for 24 hours? We should, but we didn't, and it was great.
We made it this morning and we didn't eat it till the evening. So it sat for longer than we normally do and it tasted amazing. Did you guys see the picture? That was like the best looking pizza we ever made. Go look at the picture of the barbecue chicken pizza we posted on stories. But we are perfecting our dough recipe, and then that will be on the dashleyskitchen.com for sure, for sure.
Do you want me to ask religion questions?
Why don't we save the details of that for a podcast only? To get people over to the podcast.
I feel like I preempted it, though.
Okay, we can talk about it, sure.
I'm sorry.
We can talk about it. It'd be great.
Okay. Are you still LDS? Okay.
Let me start.
Should we preface, like, what I can is start. LDS?
Look.
Hold on. Do you want me to
You can define it however you want, but I have started to allow myself to define it. What did you want to say?
Should we, like, give background?
Sure.
Have you heard of, like, Mormons? So, like, LDS is a different word for Mormon. It means Latter-day Saint, like Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's, like,
commonly known as the Mormons.
So, like, we both were born into Mormon families. We were, like, very devout. We went to...
Both raised very orthodox.
I went to BYU. Mormonism.
Great, many great experiences.
Loved it.
Uh-huh.
And... I think, like, on our podcast especially, we, like, talked a lot about how we were going through some, like, faith changes. So I think that has prompted, like, many questions. And then
we talked
I
about
also,
it on a blog or two a few times.
I also think people, like, see me. So, like, one part about being a Mormon is you have, like, a lot of – there's, like, so, like cultural things you do if you're a Mormon. Like, you dress modestly. And so, like, I think a lot of people have noticed that I'm dressing less modestly. I don't think I dress slutty, though.
Not at all.
But I've had, like, shorter shorts, and sometimes I wear tank tops, and I've never done that before. So I think that's given, like, a lot of clues and a lot of questions that we might be in, like, a different place than we were, would you say?
Yeah.
I also think we've said that we're in a different place than we were.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now you may go. I feel like that just gave, like, background information.
Yeah, we both, like, I served a mission. We were married in the temple. Since then, and entering our 30s and the beginning of COVID when, like, nobody was going to church anymore, it kind of, I guess it, and combined with going to therapy, couples therapy, which is also kind of one-on-one therapy together, uncovered lots of stuff.
Yeah.
And,
I would say we went from, I know, from saying, like, I know, like, I, like, bearing testimony, like, I know this is true, to going to a place of, I hope this is true, to going to a place of, I don't think I think this is true enough to take, to Fair. Keep going.
Farron says, when did you start wearing open-toed shoes? That's Fair. When I knew. Yeah. Oh, man.
I would say that's where I am. I'm in a place where I, like, don't know anything, and I'm just, like, not... teaching our kids anything.
That's a good way to say it.
Because I'm not sure about anything. Yeah. That's where I am.
I guess I have...
a different place, probably.
I have entered a state of such open-mindedness. I guess by the time I was back from my mission, was so one-way minded, so closed off to anything that contradicted my beliefs. And now I am the most open mind of everybody.
That's why Dallin dumped me when we were dating. He didn't think I was a good enough Mormon girl.
Yeah.
Which is absurd because I was the best one.
Oh, man. I was so judgmental. Whew. I was so judgmental. Ah, man. Lots of so much judgment. See, even Sue is asking me, you're not wearing garments? Mormons judge each other by the type of underwear they wear. It's okay. I'll stop. Anyways, I have such an open mind now, and it feels so great. I am in a happier place than I've ever been in my life. I am so open to, like, information and not being afraid of it. I believe that spirituality is not restricted to any one religion. I guess you could say that where I'm at now is so open and accepting and just willing to learn. And to, like, say, I don't know, and still feel comfortable saying I don't know, and being at peace with that, and...
I feel like Dallin's in this very, like, strong place, like a place of strength, as far as, like, where he is on this journey. And I feel like Rapunzel when she left her tower, where I'm like, like, what do I... Like, I don't... I feel very, like, in free fall in my life right now, like, spiritually. Not in, like, sad way, just, like, what is my life? Where I thought I knew exactly what my life would be and, like, what I would believe my whole life. And now I just have, like, all of these questions and I feel really confused religiously. And I feel like you feel like very like strong in what you are, where I'm like, hi, if anyone would like to like reveal secrets to me, like I'll be your follower.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
Ashley's looking for a new high demand religion to join. No, just kidding. Yeah, so I guess like in The Beauty and the Beast where she says, I was innocent and certain, but now I'm wiser and unsure. You know, when she says that.
You know, like a lot of people wouldn't think that you were wiser.
I was innocent and certain, but now I'm wiser and unsure. Guys, I got to stop and say thanks so much for the stars. You have definitely broken the record of the most stars we've ever received. And this really does support us a lot. So if you do have 200 free stars from Facebook,
that's really fun.
Send them our way because that's
send
awesome.
Send them to someone because it's real, you know?
Yeah, send them to another follower that you like following.
Another creator.
A lot of people are saying just love Jesus. I love that. I am so open to things that Jesus taught and interpreting them differently than they were taught to me just one way growing up. And it's just like, it's made me so much happier and at peace with life and existence.
There's like a Jack Johnson
and death
song.
And birth. And it's like,
oh, I don't like talking about death.
Well, you're more comfortable now than you were.
I was. I don't like cry all night anymore.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Debbie says open-minded and non-judgmental is a good place to be.
Mm.
Agreed, Debbie. Agreed. Let's move on. Maybe we can talk more about this in the podcast. But okay.
But I don't want to tell you guys we're going to answer hard questions and then not answer hard questions.
I think we talked about that more than we ever have. And if there's anybody watching that's in a similar situation, be you members of the LDS Church or Mormon Church or other churches like unto it, feel free to reach out and message us if you have any questions or want to talk or just have somebody validate you and feel like you're not alone, because it can be very hard.
Dallin's favorite song, I feel like it describes like where you are right now, is by Jack Johnson. It's not your favorite, but it's called, what is it called? Buddha 2
by Jack Johnson.
Look it up.
Oh Jesus, I love you and I love Buddha too, Rama Krishna Guru. Not that I know much about anybody else besides Jesus. But
it's like a song about being open-minded and how everyone's connected and how love. Okay.
Somebody said, are you still doing podcasts?
What's up? This is gonna be
our first, well, I guess second podcast back. Before we went live on Facebook, we recorded like a little mini podcast saying, what's up? Welcome back, everybody. The podcast is back. So yes, the podcast is back. And this is going to be one of the podcasts back. And we're also live streaming it.
Okay, someone says, or I'll just say her name, Ashley Flight says, my husband, like our hero Dallin,
yeah,
is getting the snippy snippy next month. Any advice?
The snippy snippy. Oh, I've got some advice for you. Just make sure that your guy has good reviews and is very experienced.
Dr. TJ Morris.
My guy was really good. He was very fast. He was in and out and a lot of good reviews on Google. And I was like back to 100% in probably 100% on all fronts.
A good 40 days.
Probably 7 to 10 days. Yeah, it was great. Is that good?
Okay. How come we never see all of you sit at a table and have a normal dinner together? I don't know, because we're like slaves to our children.
Julia says, would you ever consider being in polygamy?
No.
Never.
Never.
Never in a million friggin' years.
Dallin's free to do what he wants, but I would not stay married to him. And yeah. Is that an option for me to have more wives? Wait, husbands?
I don't know.
Who knows what? I don't know. Dallin, maybe. Dallin's like, I don't care what Ashley does.
Yeah. The stars are for you to use for Ashley to buy a kitten.
Thank you. I would just adopt one. Dallin would go to the Humane Society, pick a kitten. I wouldn't go because the last time I adopted a dog from the Humane Society, I cried for 3 weeks about all the ones I did not choose.
Yeah.
So Dallin would go and he would just bring it to me and I would just be like, wow, you really do love me.
Yep.
It's never happening.
Maybe.
It's never happening.
Someday. Okay, well, that was a rather judgmental question. Next.
The kitten one?
No, the one about why don't we ever sit around the dinner table and have a normal dinner together.
Well, I just don't think it's part of, like, we just
define normal dinner. I am done defining what I should and shouldn't do.
Okay.
Okay.
We eat a lot of times, like, here on this counter. A lot of times, like, the children don't eat food that I want to eat. And, like, a lot of people are really good at being like, this is for dinner, eat it. But I just, like, I don't know. I'm like, here's a sandwich. And then when all of the kids are asleep, I stand by them and talk to them. But then I like to eat when everyone's asleep and I can, like, wrap up in my Costco blanket or my Minky Couture blanket. And I turn on a show and I have, like, my bowl of soup right here on my chest and I can eat it and drink my three different flavored sodas and just have a moment of peace. And then Dallin doesn't eat normal food. He just drinks protein and eats chicken. So, like...
Guys, I'm trying to lose
there's
weight.
There's a lot of different diets in the mix. But, our children may not have the traditional family table memory, but they will have the memory of us serving them.
They will.
Meals. Oops, touched that.
I mean, we all eat dinner for...
We may not eat dinner together around the table, but we eat food among each other all day. There's really not a part of the day where we're not eating, so...
All right, next question. Ashley, are you secretly hoping Dallin's vasectomy doesn't work?
Okay, this is interesting, and I didn't think I would have this reaction to it, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it might have to do with, like, beliefs and things. I was talking to my friend about it today, but, like, you know, like, I always thought it was kind of, like, obviously I, like, love being a mother, and I am, like, so grateful for our children.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I personally was, like, afraid to make the choice to say no more kids in case, like, God would be mad at me. Like, I think that's, like, a really deep fear that's not, like, coming into my life a lot. But when you were like, should we get a vasectomy? My initial thoughts were like, I don't want to make that choice. I don't want to be responsible for, like, spirit children not getting here if that's real. And I don't want God to be mad at me if that's real. And also, like, I feel like a lot of my identity is wrapped around my ability to, like, have children, which is probably...
Wonder where that came
probably
from.
Probably not completely healthy. But, like, there was just, like, a lot of things that I didn't want to make that decision for because I'm a chicken. And also, though, like, on the flip side, like, I could, like, obviously, like, love more children. And that would be great. But I really feel, like, liberated. It was, I kind of, like, joked about, like, oh, your body, your choice, Dallin, like, do what you want. And he's obviously going to talk to me. And, like, the decision was, like, hey, I'm kind of open to it. Like, I'm not completely opposed. But I don't want to have more kids if you don't want to have more kids. Like, I have my three, I'm good. If you're done. And Dallin was done. So he just, like, he booked it for himself. And I didn't know it was happening until, like, 2 weeks before it was happening, which is fine. Like, he's allowed to get a vasectomy if he wants a vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the post, now that it's done, I don't like making... I think a lot of it is I just don't like making big life-changing decisions. It's always stressed me out. But, like, I feel, like, very, like... I don't know if liberated is the right word. It's probably more of a dramatic word than it should be, but I just feel very, like... hey, you don't have to do that again. Like, just, like, this is your family. You can kind of, like, feel settled in it. There's, like, a lot of, like, upheaval and change when you have kids. And it's kind of fun to think about, like, not having to go through that again. You just kind of, like, can focus on all the bright sides of it. And I don't have to feel guilty about anything because it wasn't my choice.
Yep.
Part of our marriage is me copping out of a lot of big decisions because I don't have the balls to do it, literally and figuratively. And Dallin does it.
I hardly do.
You don't have balls now either.
Yeah. Cut them right off.
Cut them right off.
All right. Is the executive Costco membership worth the cost?
How much does it cost?
Only if you shop there a whole bunch. That's it. That's
actually,
the answer.
Like, we're shopping there less than we ever have. We had a question in there that was asked if we're ever going to do a Costco haul again. And we just don't, like, shop there as much as we used to. Probably because we have kids. We used to just go there and hang out and eat samples. And that was, like, it's so beautiful. now we go there and it feels like we've truly like left a war zone when we leave. It's like
with three kids.
With three kids.
It's just, we need to go. We rushed, need to get a babysitter it's during fast, the day.
It's quick and dirty, and it's not as enjoyable as it once was. Like many things in our life right now. I'm kidding.
Sometimes. I was telling Felix since his huge surgery. I'm back to one hundo. When thank you for your off. Concern. Yeah. My humongous surgery.
Everyone's like, Dylan, you didn't have to do that, you know?
Some people are asking about our marriage. And
what'd they say?
They said, what was the biggest trial of your relationship that instead of breaking you guys, it made you stronger? Another person asked, what do you do to find a time for date night? How do you make time for each other with three kids? How do you keep intimacy in your marriage healthy?
Oh, yeah, I saw another one that ever asked if one of us had ever had a dip in libido.
Oh, well, that's normal.
Me, after I have kids.
Ebbs and flows, man. Don't worry about it. Anyway,
I feel like you have, though.
I never have. what's Dwight say? He's like, thank you so much for asking me, Pam. I have never in my life experienced anything remotely close to what you are talking about right now.
No, like, I think it takes me, like, honestly, like, a good, like, it's gotten better with each kid, but it's, like, a good, like, 8, 6, 7 months before I'm, like, let's do it.
Oh, like, well, after pregnancy, yeah, pregnancy is wild, man. Just
what is the quote I heard?
Just love like, each other and don't have any expectations.
Like being willing is just as is sometimes like the same. It's just like I don't know the quote, but it's about being willing. There you go. Quote me on that one.
Okay,
well, write that down.
If I can sum up without just trying to be all. Therapeutical and stuff.
Well, you did
here's
go
what
to therapy
I've,
school for a good
Here's
month.
What I've learned. Ash and I started out our marriage reading the five love languages, and we're like, okay, this is how it works. We have to just do these. This is the foundation, these love languages. But we actually went to marriage therapy and learned that there is a foundation beneath the five love languages, which is just emotional intimacy. And emotional intimacy can be expressed in the five love languages ways or many other ways, but it's basically just, it comes down to either when your spouse tries to talk to you, you can either think they're crazy and drop the ball, or you can validate them even if you disagree with them and say, I can see how somebody like you would feel that way, and throw the ball back, and having a conversation where you're tossing this ball back and forth of validating whether or not you agree, but like instead of calling him crazy, you talk. What are you getting? Is what I've learned is that emotional intimacy is the most important thing, and that's the foundation.
Right. Like for okay, yes.
Even more than five love languages.
Whenever our therapist talked about the ball thing, I couldn't.
He's quite. Like he said, emotional intimacy is like playing volleyball. You toss a feeling over. You toss a statement over. You're saying, I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling hurt. I'm feeling, and the person on the other side of the net can throw it back saying, oh shoot, tell me more about it. I'm so sorry. That must be so hard. They can throw the ball back over the net or spike it or set it, bump it, however you want to send it over. Or they can drop it and say, don't feel that way. You should be feeling this way. Why do you feel that way? I didn't mean that. I meant this and you should have seen it that way. You know what I'm saying?
I hate
bad.
Okay. I can just answer the question.
You answer the question.
In a non-metaphorical way. Yes.
The metaphors help me. Oh maybe not you.
The volleyball one, like, you love. I was always like, what? But I also got a C in college volleyball class. So.
Okay.
The teacher asked me to sit down for the class.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Yeah, like, after I have a baby, I definitely have no desire to have sex for a while.
I wasn't, we moved on
we
to the,
about that?
No, were you think
we
I was trying to talk about sex?
Yes.
People were asking how we keep our marriage healthy, basically, and date night and make time for each other and keep a marriage strong. Not.
Why? Okay.
Should we just move on?
How do we keep our marriage strong? Well, I mean, like, I feel like some weeks it's really good and some weeks it's really bad. But I feel like we're committed and we've been going on dates this time. We have a wonderful babysitter, Haley.
Babysitter, best.
She's truly best thing like you'll the ever most do. Beautiful girl I've ever met.
Love Haley. Haley, if you're watching, come over tomorrow night and watch the kids.
I was like, the first time I met her, I was like, so are you planning on going to college locally?
Oh my gosh. We don't want to lose you.
And she was like, why do you care? But she is. She is planning on going to college locally, I think. Mm. At least she told me that. What else do we do to keep our marriage strong? I thought you were talking about sex that whole time.
No.
I was like,
just emotional intimacy. People are asking about our marriage and what we do to keep it strong.
Well, what do you think, what concrete things that aren't a volleyball metaphor do you think we do to keep our marriage
strong? I feel like you've gotten better at listening to me and validating my feelings instead of...
And doing what you say.
Instead of just saying, like, don't see it that way, see it this way.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten better at letting me feel what you feel, because your feelings are real, to quote Sven. You've gotten better at that, a lot better at that.
I, too, feel like you've gotten better at that.
Good.
As well.
Well, good.
No, I think, like, this last year, like, the biggest issues of our marriage have probably been learning how to have kids with each other, like how to raise kids with each other, learning how to work together. I would say like the worst things we could have done to our marriage were to have kids, have a business together, and what would you think the third one was? Like they also are wonderful things, but the hardest things on our marriage have been working together, having kids together.
And preconceived ideas about gender roles and husband and wife roles. Piggybacking off of what we spearheaded earlier.
But I feel like this last year we've
just
like
trying to use some conference terms there.
This last year has been really refreshing because we've, I think we've kind of ended.
We've tried to drop of preconceived roles and stuff.
Well, two of those things ended, right? This what? Last year. So like, my big issue, our whole marriage was like, hey, love of my life, I don't want to live here forever. My soul is dying. And Dallin
moving to St. George, do
you
think
Dallin was kind of like, if you want to move, then move, but I'm staying here. That was an issue. But like,
that's not what I said.
No, it's not what, but that was like, it was like a thing we wouldn't talk about.
It was, it was both a big thing for both of us.
It was,
we lived.
Yeah, I was kind of like, why won't you move for me? And he was like, why won't you stay for me? And we just like thought about it constantly.
Yeah.
It was like, blah. And that ended. And we came to like 10 years later. How long has it been? 8 years. It was just like, we can't be miserable like this forever. We can't fight about this every month, every winter. And so we were like,
okay, we're doing something about this. And we put our house up for sale.
And that was like a big, Dallin didn't want to move. I think you were more open to it, but like that was a big gesture to me that Dallin like was choosing me, kind of like, not like putting his own feelings aside, but it was like, hey, I see you struggling and having a really hard time here. Like, I want to do this for you. So that meant a lot for me. And I think like Dallin, the gender roles and like whatever, like that sounds really harsh and bad. It's not probably what you were thinking. It's just like, a lot of like religious structures that were guiding our decisions.
A very conservative Christian, like high demand, you know, traditional upbringing, comes with it some things that you bring to like marriage, which is very structured system.
Well, and
in said organizations,
I think,
and we had a lot of baggage to work through.
Well, I think we've just had a lot of powerful marriage moments. So that was one of them, the moving moment. Another moment was like Dallin kind of went through a big faith change before me. So like I was kind of like here and Dallin started like having different ideas about what he believed religiously. And he was afraid like that I would not be accepting of him. So like when I was, I think that was a big moment for him, like that I choose you. So there's been like a lot of really good moments the last 2 years where we've like put each other first.
You've worded this very well.
And I think that's like, I think that's helped us to come out of like having another baby, which usually pretty much, it doesn't wreck us. I say these big words like wreck us. Having like a baby has always been like a train hitting our marriage and we had to like pick up the pieces and rebuild it. And I feel like those moments really helped us be stronger for when Violet came. Mm-hmm. But it's still, it's a train still hit us. It's just hard. You have to restructure your family and you have to start over. And so like, how do we keep our marriage strong? I don't know. Like, I honestly think it's a miracle that anyone stays married. I think we really want to stay married.
Well, yeah.
I think that's one thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a lot of like insecurities.
Oh.
But I've always had I was thinking that's why I read my like romance novels. I was thinking like, why do I read these? But I think when I read them and I like see this like boy fall madly in love for this girl, it like makes me believe that that's real. And I feel like comfortable in like our relationship.
Huh.
Isn't that weird? Because I was thinking today, I was like, I'm not in it for like the sex or anything. Like, I just love the love story. And I was like, why do I love this love story so much? And I think that's why, like, I read it and it like reassures me, like all of my anxieties, like no one could ever love me. Like all those stupid little anxieties that, I don't know, like I was born with or something. I don't feel that. But like the like demons in your head, mm-hmm. they like, I'm like, oh, like this is a, like, I totally believe this love story could happen. Like, and then it makes me feel more comfortable. Like, this is a side note, but people are like, what's going on?
Christina says, you two need a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Somebody says, Dallin talks over Ashley. Another person said, Ashley seems to add stuff before Dallin finishes talking.
I do.
Would you just quit talking over me?
I'm sorry. Gender roles.
As the man of this house, I will lead the conversation.
Okay. Are there any more questions? I'm sure there are. Toilet paper over or under when you put it on the holder? I literally don't care, but.
Over.
Do you really do?
Somebody said they liked my glasses. Thanks. They're new.
They're new. Have you?
Have you ever watched Under the Banner of Heaven?
Yeah.
Yep. Yippers. Will the podcast return? Lots of people asking about the podcast. And yes, one more time, this is going to be a podcast. The podcast is back, baby. Taking sides with the Dashleys. Go subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. On Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Alexa, you can just say, Alexa, play Taking Sides with the Dashleys podcast. Watch, ours is going to do it.
Okay. Y'all mentioned church a while back. Are you going to church right now?
Are we going to church?
It kind of like feels like every week we're like, maybe we'll go back this week. And then we still haven't.
We haven't been in a long time.
We haven't been in a long time.
Well, we went to our new ward when we moved here.
A ward is like a church.
Like a few months ago.
In Mormon talk.
Yeah. Love our ward members and our neighbors. So awesome. They're so great.
The
bishop is so nice. Super understanding. And just super supportive and kind. And super, what a great group of people.
Someone asked, what's my favorite plant that I currently own? Is it possible to choose a favorite? I have a hardy kiwi that I'm babying into life. I have some passion fruit vines that I'm also babying into life. Love the pomegranates. I love all my fruit trees deeply. No, I don't have a favorite. I love them all. I love anything that creates fruit.
Hi, Joanne. Or Joan.
Do you plan on homeschooling forever?
Yes. Stresses the crap out of me. Thinking about sending my kids to school.
Dallin hasn't always felt this way.
Just now more than ever.
It's really good for us right now. I don't like see it changing this year. You kind of go year by year. I don't know. With homeschool, it doesn't matter. You can go month to month. You can send them back whenever you want to. So like,
hi, Khalees.
I have never really felt like stress. Like this decision I'm making to homeschool my kids is a forever decision, but I could see it being forever. Obviously, when they get older, like, I'm not going to be like, you will never set foot in a public school. Like, when they're older, like, of course they'll have a say.
Right. Let's wrap this up with talking about how the Jonas Brothers concert was, shall we?
Didn't we already talk about that?
I think that was in the podcast before we went live.
Jonas Brothers was wonderful.
We went live for a little bit during it. Did you guys catch that live?
There were just like these moments when I felt like Nick could feel my presence in the audience.
Me too.
And when he sang,
I really think Nick noticed me.
And when he sang Year 3000, I knew he was singing it to me. And I just loved it.
Vanessa thinks I'm handsome.
You are.
Nice.
Nice.
Vanessa, I've been losing weight. Do you notice? Also, I got new glasses and a haircut.
Everyone praised Alan.
Yeah. Tell me more nice things. Thanks to everybody who sent stars. You guys broke records. If you still have 200 free stars from Facebook, send them our way because it supports the channel and it will support the podcast coming back. We need to get some new equipment and a new computer because our old one keeps pausing, which is might have been one of the underlying reasons why we stopped the podcast.
No.
Because it paused like every 15 minutes and we had to stop everything and go back and set it up and restart it and record again.
You don't need to send us stars. We're fine.
I'm saying the free stars that Facebook is promoting right now. Oh, man. Thanks, everybody, who is sending the free 200 stars. This is fun. Well, more praise for Dallin. I'm handsome. Andrea says, you're beautiful. Thanks.
Oh, look. Tanya can see that you lost weight. She sees it.
Thanks, Tanya.
Tanya, where do you see it specifically?
Tell me more specifically. Do you notice that my muscles are bigger?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you notice it in my forehead? Just kidding.
Ashley, you talk very softly and you interrupt Dallin too much. Noted.
Thanks. Thanks, Maureen. Have a great night.
Dallin's been wanting to say that for years.
Speaking what we're all thinking. Oh, Vanessa says, haircut or no haircut, you're very good looking. Oh, Vanessa, shucks.
That's so nice.
Man, look at all... Man, I hope Facebook does this more often. You guys are...
Brenda said we both look so happy going to the Jonas Brothers. Dallin has never loved a concert more in his life.
Yeah.
He liked it.
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
He tries to tell people he didn't like it because he's embarrassed.
No, I mean...
He liked it so much.
Coldplay has been my all-time favorite concert, obviously. I'm not going to say I liked Jonas Brothers better than Coldplay. It was still fun to be there.
Dallin doesn't like anyone unless they're Chris Martin, John Mayer, or Blink 182.
So shoot me.
And Jack Johnson.
Okay.
You can see it in your face.
Sweet.
Nice.
Thanks. All you have to do... Never mind. I'm going to make some inappropriate jokes.
Don't do it. I need to censor Dallin often.
Yeah, that's why I named this I Should Not Have Said That, because we always say that after we go live. And on that note, maybe we should end it right now.
Please tell me what the song is at the end of your Facebook videos.
What a good last
Mary
question.
Mary is very much
it's
wanting
called,
to know.
Let me just look it up for you right now. It's the one that goes down, 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 down,
down, down, down, down, down, down. Just give him the name.
It's called Dancing with the Devil.
Oh, you know.
I put it at the end of every vlog.
I just love Ashley and her darling personality. Thanks, Stephanie. Oh, Cassie can see also that you've lost weight. She can also see it in your face. Do you want to stand up so they can see other parts of your body and tell
I don't
want to
show anybody
smaller?
My belly button right now.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, Michael, I don't want anyone to know.
Yeah.
Dallin has like...
Don't even talk about it.
You brought it up.
I know. I shouldn't have.
He just has, like, there's... athlete's foot in his belly button.
Gross. It's called Bonkers Beat Club, Dancing with the Devil.
That's the song.
That's it.
Your hair looks handsome. Is it your true color? We should do this where I read people's compliments to you.
Yeah.
Tracy's watching. Ashley is the coolest of you two.
Nice. Good one. Stacy says, you know what? I want to do a compliment, Ashley.
Thanks. Do you listen to 21 Pilots?
I love 21 Pilots. That would be a fun concert to go to.
Angelique's last concert was Backstreet Boys. I truly love them so much. Show us your belly button, says Holly.
Holly, I'm not going to do it.
He only shows me every 10 minutes, Holly. It's not much. It's fine. It's not anything like his head was.
Well, it's kind of hard to hide your forehead. Okay. If you haven't sent... your free 200 stars from Facebook to us yet, please do, because it supports us a lot and it's really
Gina
fun.
Oh, Gina was going to say she thought something looked different with you.
I got new glasses.
No, because you've lost weight.
Oh, good. That's fun. I've been trying really hard. It just makes it easier to mountain bike, and you feel better, and you look better, and you just generally feel better. It just feels really good.
To lose weight?
To lose some weight. It just feels good. Okay, guys, this is fun. It's 11:30 at night here. What time is it where you are? I'm one of those people that keeps talking when you're trying to say goodbye.
Oh my gosh.
Sue, should not have said that. Like Hagrid.
Dallin's way of saying goodbye is talking to you for 40 more minutes.
Ashley sets a timer after, like when I'm on the phone with my brothers. You're like, all right, let's see how long they keep talking after they say they have to go.
Literally, like, they don't even try and do it. It just happens.
And it's beautiful.
They start, like, singing together.
Because we love each other and have fun.
I'm just in the car. It's children who are crying. Dallin singing Kumbaya with his family, roasting marshmallows because they thought about doing that before after they said goodbye.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Just don't say goodbye until you're ready to say goodbye.
It's not goodbye. It's see you next time.
No, it's like that.
So on that note, Dashley fan.
Dallin and James look alike.
See you next time. I'm Dallin Seeley.